Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. 5th Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
LandryFootball.com, his site. And Chris, quite a bit happening. What did you think about the Ivy League announcement yesterday?
Oh, that was anticipated. I think, for them, sports has their a different type of relevance. I think, obviously, to make that decision now is just something to get off the table for them and go on to more important things. You know, look, I mean, I have scouted the Ivy League because there are a number of pro prospects over the years that have had to go there, and it's a really good setting, and it's probably as pure old college football as you can get. But we all know they don't make a ton of money. They don't really have big TV contracts, and they don't have big gates, and they don't rely upon that. Their endowment with those eights are just ridiculously in the many, many billions. So it's expected. It's to me, what's going to be interesting, and I think people have asked me about, well, what does this really mean? It doesn't mean anything other than that's just somebody that has less of a priority on the need to play football, making a decision quicker. I think you're going to see the schools that have to rely a lot more on the financial wherewithal of college football going to approach this a lot different. Now, the end result may be the same depending on what goes on, because it doesn't look good listening to the news. But then, I don't know what to gauge on all that. But I think it's going to be a little bit different, Bill. What I think everybody's plan is, look, we're planning to try to get everything in, but then we're going to plan on if we got to push it back, and then if they got to push it back a little bit more, they'll push it back as far as they can until they say, we've run out of time. The calendar is already, no one really wants to play spring ball. That's only the option that if we get to the point where it's December and we still haven't been able to get on the field and things get worse, well, then at that point, that looks a little bit better. But I am adamant that playing in the spring it just would be a mess from a football standpoint. I'm almost inclined to say, if we can't do it in the fall, let's try to regroup and let's see if we can't get back up and running for spring ball and next fall. But I know financially they're going to try to play some games with some fans to recoup some of the money that's going to be looking like a significant loss around the country. I don't know what you think. I was thinking about this. For example, is there any way that a USC-Alabama game gets off in Texas? I don't see any way at this point that could even be possible. I mean, unless something drastically changes. So I'm starting to think everybody goes neutral site games. Everybody, and I'm sure they are behind the scenes, they got to start figuring out, all right, look, we kick that down the can, play it, resume it another year. Do we try to do it at one of the home sites? You know, is that going to be healthier? You know, health officials, I just don't see with what's going on in Texas, that's even a possibility to put those two teams there, because I think they're going to look at it as jeopardizing a potential problem for the gut of their schedule. So I don't know what's going to happen, to be honest with you. It's going to be a mess, and hopefully that it'll be a lot better than any of us are fearing right now.
I'm wondering if you couldn't just reschedule it. You know, Notre Dame Navy, they're not going to Dublin, Ireland. They're playing at
Correct.
Navy, which they've never played at Navy in that game. Could you not play it in Tuscaloosa, or could you not play it in the L.A. Coliseum, or what?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what I'm thinking is there's a better chance of – you know, going into a hotbed of, you know, where the problems are at Texas and both people going, do either one of those environments, are they safe enough to be able to have it? And, look, let's just figure out the money. I mean, nobody's like, well, we need a game. You can figure all that stuff down the road. This is not a year to be having the neutral site games in a Texas or a Florida when right now that could really – potentially just kill your season in terms of creating an infection. And then, you know, how do you deal with it? We still don't know. When you get a bunch of guys infected, what happens after that? Are they good? And what does it mean for the players and staff? And a lot of things that people are still trying to figure out. To be honest with you, Bill, I have not, you know, other than talking with folks, I haven't given a lot of thought because I don't have any answers, and I'm just focusing on we're going to play every game,
right?
And, you know, just evaluating the players and evaluating the teams, and, as you know, just kind of get everything ready for the fans. And then if we play them all, I'm ready. If we don't, well, then there's nothing I can do about it anyway.
Here's another thought. This might not be on the most important list, but if we – let's say we don't have football – which would mean, I would say, we're not having basketball. Fiscal year is pretty much wiped out financially. I would assume all these head coaching salaries got to go too, right? I mean, where's the money coming from?
Yeah, I think the follow a little bit of that with a number of the head coaches. It's just like one here, one there, and I haven't tracked it or charted it. But there's quite a few coaches that are taking pay cuts. And,
right. And
what they've done is, and the reason is, okay, coach, you know, you're making $5 million a year. We're going to have to start cutting your staff. So they do it in a real life sense. Okay, it's you, or we're going to have to get rid of A, B, C. And so a lot of coaches to protect their staff. Support staff, which has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and more expenses. You're already seeing it. Now, how much of that is going to be, I don't know. You know, with contracts, the contracts are, I think it would affect if you're doing a contract now. But if you've got an existing contract, well, you know, depending on the language, if there's got any catastrophic clause in it, I would say that they're kind of stuck with paying the head coach, and I think they would probably – well, we're seeing it already. I mean, you saw it at Stanford. You're going to see it. The people that are going to be first off is we're going to start cutting programs. Now, when you're Stanford and you got, you know, no disrespect, but the Pac-12 has far more athletic programs than anybody else. Stanford's got 36. So, I mean, they're cutting, you know, 11, which puts them still above what most people have. That's where it's going to hit. I mean, I think that it's, okay, coach, we'll come after you. You take care of you. Your staff, you got to take a little bit of a pay cut, Mr. Athletic Director. You may have to do some of those things, but that's not going to be enough. They're going to have to say, you know, sports A, B, C, D, E, F, G, whatever, you know, we're eliminating. And with the possibility of bringing it back down the road, I think that's the other thing, too. We're going to get beyond this at some point, but the financial negative repercussions may be a while, but eventually they'll get it back and – you know, they'll be able to bring those programs back, I would assume, if they want to. But it'll be interesting, some of the decisions that may be made long-term. How much of it do you, if you're a Stanford, do you say, you know what, you know, it's great to have, we got 36 and we got this all, you know, sports trophy, but 36, do we really need it? You know, and maybe you get down to, you know, to the 22, you know, sports that everybody else has.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. With us, and the Buckeyes announced yesterday that for a week they're going to shut things down because of a case load that's gotten a little out of hand. We don't know the numbers. They're not required or or permitted to give us those numbers, but they're going to shut it down for about a week, it looks like.
Yeah, I guess. You know, I guess this, I mean, I don't know, but I guess the theory is, all right, look, we got a problem. Let's figure out how to handle it. And we don't want to have, while we can't, we don't know how quite how to handle it, we need to make sure that people are not, we get as few people around as possible so that it become doesn't become worse. That to me is expected. What's a little bit surprising is when you hear news out of Notre Dame that they've given over 100 tests and like three have test positive. So I'm thinking, what tests are they giving? Are the tests working? Are they really, you know, are they giving it in the grotto with special Catholic blessings? I say that as a Catholic schoolboy. I don't know what to make. I would think most people are going to have a lot of positive tests. The more they test them, it's going to mirror the rest of society. The more we test, the more positive they're going to be, I would think. Just, you know, what does it really mean, and how does it really spread and affect your staff and so on and so forth?
I saw on Twitter the other day that somebody suggested, it was a doctor, and I don't know if he was involved with college football or the pros or whatever, but they were talking about these clear masks to put over the face mask of a helmet to protect, you know, from flying sweat and whatever when you're playing football. Would that be a hindrance as far as breathing and things, or is that something that haven't some players used those just infrequently in the past?
Yeah, I know the NFL, and I know a lot of college folks are looking into it. They're trying to great business opportunity for them. But Oakley, not many people are familiar with the Oakley Sunglass Company.
Yes.
They are, the NFL is trying to work out, and I don't know if they'll get it done with them or someone. Yes, if you watch a lot of those clear masks that are attached to the face mask that you know, mainly it's done to protect poking of the eyes in between. That's, I think, you know, and I don't know if any sort of quality shielding is going to be protective that's going to help. I would think that we're going to probably make that mandatory, or we should. It's not look, you got less breezeway coming in. But I think you can do it potentially. And, again, I don't know how, you know, you hear this about mist and all that, but there is an underneath part where the air can come in. So the breathing's not an issue, but it does affect, I'm telling you, those things does affect, you know, the cooling apparatuses of, you know, when you're wearing it, particularly in the heat, you know, there's not as much of a cool breeze coming in. And it's just kind of like, you know, opening the window. So I think that's an issue. I think we're going to have officials, though. It should be interesting. I would think the officials are going to have something more along the lines of what, like, these doctors wear, because they obviously don't wear. I mean, but maybe it's something that's attached to a hat or a hard hat. I don't know what they're going to do with them, because they can't. I mean, you can't put a mask on and have those older guys running around, but they're the ones probably most on the field that are most vulnerable, because they're around those guys, and they, even though many are in good shape, some are not, many are older, that's a potential issue that I thought about. And then I think you're going to have issues with certain coaches. I know I was talking with Bruce Arians the other day. You know, he's with the Bucs. He's had a couple of bouts with cancer, and he's looking at, you know, the possibility of maybe, if it got down to it, coaching in the booth with a plexiglass. I mean, if you didn't want to, I mean, there are a lot of different things that internally people are looking at depending on their situation. Now, most head coaches are not going to want to do that. They're going to be on the field. But if you've got a situation with a coach that's had some health issues, that's some extra considerations. So a lot of things that are going to be a minutia that's going to be real intriguing to figure out. But, you know, all of that's just details on the premise that we can go ahead and play games, which hopefully we can do.
Chris, you got a few minutes on the other side?
Absolutely.
Okay, Chris Landry will be with us one more segment. If you have anything for him, tweet me at Billis King. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic volume increase now out here as we check it out live on I-40 coming through Mount Julia. This time of the morning, you got a lot of traffic flow coming in from Wilson County through Hermitage, Baby Ruth Lane at Mount View Road. That's a crash block at that intersection, South Nashville. Starting to get busy now on I-40 coming out of Dixon County up past 840. Psychic Nicole can guide you through life's journey. If you have a question about your love life or the future, call Nicole at 615 area code 618-3315. That's 615-618-3313. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on DeMumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Hey, Bill King here to talk about the Omni Nashville Hotel like you've heard me do so many times. Bar line specifically. New summer hours, 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. Delicious food and drink. Bourbon barbecue chicken wings. Also the Bear Bowls burger and everything else you're going to love on that menu. Remember, the Omni is also the location of Commitments Year Number 3, which is December 16th. Bar lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kevin Harvick does it again. Grabs his fourth win of the season. Third career at Indianapolis. He goes back-to-back at that racetrack. Up next is Kentucky Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Like us at Facebook.com/thefinallap. We'd appreciate it every single weekday right here.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
Chris Landry with us, LandryFootball.com. Chris, here's another one. I've talked to a few refs. They're working on technology where you don't have to put that whistle in your mouth. That ain't the place to be doing that.
That's correct. Yeah, it's a push-button whistle. No, that's a good point. Makes sense anyway, you know.
Right.
Remember the old days, you know, they kind of graduate. They used to wear them around their neck, and they realize they're running, and those things would pop up and hit them, and then they put them on their hand where you can have like one of those, you know, just grab. No, it would make all the sense in the world. Have it in your hand and then press the button and go. Just got to make sure it doesn't go off, you know, accidentally, you know. You're
run
running and you're moving, you're pressing in, you blow the whistle, everybody stops. But, you know, I mean, you know, that's – so I'm sure they're testing it out. But, no, that's a good point. I heard that a couple of months ago that they're working on that.
Anything on the high schools down there? Are they in a holding pattern to get started,
well,
or are they working out or what?
You know – I mean, yes, but is it going to change? Like right now, you know, the governor's come out and said they're looking at maybe, because we've had a spike, like a lot of people have, because they've opened things up. Now it's a spike, so now they're trying to figure out, because we went to phase two. Now they're thinking about we may have to go back to phase one. So if we start doing that, I don't know what that means. So, like right now, the plan was – so here's the bottom line right now. It's early August, which is when high schools start now.
Right.
They say they got a whole lot of work to do between now and a month from now for kids to be able to go to school, and that's the plan. So with that is going to bring about the decisions on extracurricular activities. So that's to be determined, and as everything, what they thought maybe 2 weeks ago may be different than today and yet may be different 2 weeks from now. But there's nothing definitive other than what the plans are at this stage, and then let's see where it takes it the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks.
Chris, tell everybody about what you've got going with all the podcasts and all the people you've added and your service and all of the above.
Well, we've talked about LandryFootball.com for a while, and we've done a bunch of podcasts. And what I have been working on most of the summer, in addition to the scouting work, is putting together a network of TV/podcast shows. Twitch TV, I purchased a channel for Landry Football. It's twitch.tv/ChrisLandryFootball. Folks can go check it out. We've got a couple programs already up. We are going to, the 13th, which is the early next week, the Big 12 guys are going to get started. That's Tyler McComas and Brad Kellner. We're going to have got the SEC Gumbo up with Blake Graffino, Big 12, Big 10, ACC, Pac-12. We're going to have a just recruiting college football show twice a week. We've got NFL shows going on right now, starting at night, 8 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Eastern. NFL talk, NFL playbook, film room, college football handicapping, fantasy football for the fantasy goers. So we'll have probably over 15 shows, and they're all going to be on Twitch TV. So what does that really mean? You can watch it and interact as they do the podcast live. If you like to consume your podcast by phone or online streaming on your any other mobile device or laptop, desktop, you can still do that. But you're also going to be able to watch it and interact and have a lot of fun. We are, in addition to all of that, the thing I've been working on the most, crossing my fingers, saying my prayers, doing my exercise, everything, hoping I'm trying to land what I think is the best show around to add to the network. And hopefully that'll work out, and hopefully we can talk about that at another day. But that's my hope. But we're really excited about going to have, may not be full 24 hours live, but we're going to have 24 hours a day, mostly the live football shows, and then we'll have some reruns in there for people who may not have the ideal time to watch their favorite show. Plus, you can absorb it, as I said, through podcasts. So we're really excited about the group of people, how they're going to interact off of one another and how lift each other up. And you can find out more details at LandryFootball.com. But it's twitch.tv/ChrisLandryFootball where you can get a little bit of a taste of what we got so far.
Awesome stuff, Chris. See you next week, sir.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
There he is, Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Good friend Tommy Dienhart. I was with him over at Rivals when it was Rivals Radio. And then he got hired he's at Sporting News first, and then he got hired by the Big Ten Network. And he was there for a long time. Now he's back with Gold and Black. It's the Purdue site for Rivals. Anyways, he's got a lot of connections, certainly with the Big Ten, too. And he talked to somebody, a P5 head coach, quote, "It hasn't been officially decided. We've got a big meeting on Thursday, which is today, July 9th. But yeah, it seems to be that probably in the last week and a half, I could just tell from the tone of our leadership that is the direction that they want it to go and felt most comfortable going." And that is, again, this is the Big Ten, playing conference-only games. says, the fact appears to be coming into focus. Non-conference games will be punted, and the Big Ten appears to be headed towards playing a 10-game conference games only schedule. Goes on to read, when could a decision be made on a move from 12 to 10 games for the schedule regular season, with each Big Ten school jettisoning its three non-conference games? Quote, probably in the next 8 to 10 days, said the source. Now, again, that is not etched in stone, as they would say. It's not final, but it seems to have momentum. You know, this environment, now it's not the same as 2010, the summer that we had the expansion scare, but it's the same in that every day all of these topics are fluid, and they literally could change from hour to hour. It has that same feel from that individual aspect. Again, the topic is different, but it's the same kind of environment. Now, again, we weren't worried in 2010, the summer, of not playing or how many games we're going to play. That wasn't the topic. It's who's going to what league. And it was mainly Texas, Oklahoma, and a couple threatening to go out west, and it was a real threat. It wasn't fake. It was absolutely legit. So again, the topic, the reasoning's not the same from now to then, but it has the same feel to it because every day is fluid. Every day is what's next. Every day is what's coming around the corner. So that's interesting. But the model that says you only play league games is an interesting one. Now, if you know how we talked about the Ivy League doesn't speak for everybody else. Now, doesn't mean that there can't be cancellations too, but it won't be because the prestigious Ivy League thought of it first. That's silly. Okay? That's silly. But the conference-only game idea is one that's been out there. Maybe some are going to adopt it. Tom Dienhart's a very good reporter. Very, very good. We need to have Tommy on sometime. It's been several years with him. Yeah, very good friend. I remember talking with him when he was negotiating his Big Ten contract. We were... I was his de facto agent. No, I really wasn't. But, no, I remember talking to him about it, though. He was there for a while. Did a very good job for the Big Ten Network. All right, let's get to the bottom of the hour here. We do have another guest, Mike Morgan, about an hour from now. From down in Atlanta, he does play-by-play for ESPN for basically all the sports, but certainly the main sports, football, basketball, baseball. And he's... as you would expect, been in a holding pattern. He's anxious to see what's happening, too. We'll get into that with him. Good friend Mike Morgan in about an hour. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still holding up out here as far as really bad interstate accidents that's causing big backups. Now, there's a few fender benders. 100 block of Liberty Lane just happened in Madison. Baby Ruth Lane and Mountain View Road, that's still tied up at the intersection South Nashville. Watching traffic pick up through Hendersonville on Vietnam Vets coming up past Conference Drive. Hey, a two-bedroom house is for sale in Nashville. It's perfect for an office location. 1638 Dr. D.B. Todd Jr. Boulevard. Call Greg Sanford at 615-300-0753. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-478-0480. Superbeta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-478-0480. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-478-0480. 1-800-478-0480.
Napa Know How.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil plus a Platinum Oil Filter for just $22.98. Why does synthetic motor oil give your engine superior lubrication and protection? Because science. That's why. Pick up 5 quarts of Napa Full Synthetic plus a Platinum Oil Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 7/31/20.
Summer is open, and Lowe's is home for the 4th of July. This year, make your backyard the best place to be for the 4th, starting with the grill. Get the Charbroil 5-burner gas grill now, just $199. Then, fire up the Eats and enjoy every bite outside with select patio furniture and outdoor decor, up to 15% off. Whatever you dream up for this 4th at home, visit Lowe's to make it the best it can be. Valid through 7/8, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. 50% chance of storms, high 89. Partly cloudy tonight, low 74. 70% chance of storms tomorrow, high 88. And a 30% chance of storms tomorrow night, low 72. Utilizing the...
Get into the Bill King Show.
Shit, man, I just lost my train of thought.
All right, dude, here's a couple of phones. 3, 2. Call 615-844-5600.
Steven, who lives over in the Carolinas, big LSU fan, tweet something that I'm surprised I agree with. Here. No, it's a very reasonable tweet. I wouldn't have thought, though, that I would agree with this. Says, Chris just made an excellent point, Bill. If the NCAA can't get the season off the ground in the fall, we should just close up shop and wait till the fall of 21. Huge mess in the spring to try and cram everything in. I'm not opposed to that line of thinking. I know that sounds odd. I'm a college football fanatic. I'm a college football lunatic. But moving it to the spring would be crappy. I know many of you probably disagree. You look at it like it's better than nothing. For me, it probably wouldn't be better than nothing. But you know, if that's what it comes down to, again, you got to remember, playing football, moving college football to the spring is basically the Hail Mary-est of all Hail Marys. Is that a phrase right there? I mean, that is like we have no other alternative. Moving college football to the spring is not an attractive answer to a damn thing, okay? Now, again, they'll do it if that's all they've got because the revenue is evaporating. All those millions are going quick. So if they have to, they'll do it. But when Steven said, would we be better off just to scrap it? I wouldn't be opposed to that. The only way they scrap it all together and don't do it in the fall or the spring is if you just, you know, health-wise you can't. And the revenue is going to wipe a lot of people out, but we have no choice. So here's where we are. I don't think it gets to that, but in this environment, Yeah, in this environment, God knows. Back to what Tommy Dienhart was saying about the model that the Big Ten looks to be leaning towards would be league games only, a 10-game schedule, no non-conference, no non-cons. Again, not set, just that seems to be the momentum. We'll see if it ends up there. But this begs the question, back to the, you know, the Ivy League doesn't speak for the P5 and all that, which is true. And their announcement they had yesterday that no fall sports, and we don't really have any other announcement for you. So they didn't say no fall sports, but see you in the spring. They just said no fall sports is what they said. But if let's just say, as we opine here, that the Big Ten does adopt that model, does that mean that everybody has to be uniform? No. It's not an NCAA thing. It's a league-by-league thing. So, does the SEC do it just because the Big Ten's going to do it? Not necessarily. Oh, Steven tells me he's in Baton Rouge. Well, who is it? I'm confusing you, Steven, with somebody else. Yeah, he's in Baton Rouge, not the Carolinas. Sorry about that, Steven. Appreciate the I'm confusing you with somebody over there. Maybe it's another Steven. Maybe that's what it is. Anyways, that was a good tweet, though. Now, back to does the SEC adopt that same model just because the Big Ten did it? Well, I mean, they may consult and they may say, let's stay on the same page. I don't think that's a given, though. I mean, I'd say the same thing if the SEC was leaning towards non-conference games and the Big Ten wasn't. I wouldn't say that the Big Ten's going to do it because the SEC's going to do it. I think it works either way. It might end up that everybody is on the same page there. RJ, I think, is the one. Yes, RJ says, Bill, you're confusing. Yeah, RJ, I think you're right. RJ, you're not Steven. Steven, you're not RJ. Anyways. Yeah, Steven, I said that about you yesterday, too. That's not the first time I've made that error. I've been on a run of errors with your location. See, I like to see where people are. I don't need to know your neighborhood. I just like to know, you know, city, state, where you're at. I like to know where, like yesterday when I got the email from North Dakota. I like when he said Ben from North Dakota. I like that. Now I'd like to have a city, but, you know, you put on there what you want to put on there. I just like to know where, when we communicate, I want to know where people are coming from. I've always been into that. I don't know why. I just like to know where. The more diverse the locations are, the happier. I think it's cool. When Chad listens to us from the Abu Dhabi. Yeah, from he works in the embassy there. Our show is on in the embassy in Abu Dhabi. That's cool. I like that. That's cool. I'm into that kind of stuff. That's the way I'm. That's the way I'm wired. But yeah, but back to the model, which is conference games only. That may be a uniformity thing. I mean, it may or may not be. I don't think we know that yet. I'm still hanging on to let's just do everything normally, start it up normally, play the games. Maybe not have everybody in the stands. I think you've got to be cautious there, but am I going to get my way there? I don't. It's not trending in the moment very well, is it? No, it's not. Boy, and Harbaugh got blasted. Harbaugh said the same thing that Griff said, which I thought was smart. Griff was on Tuesday, and he said, look, we shut everything down in March, and I didn't stop the virus, did it? I mean, people are still getting it. Now, you may say, well, Bill, it slowed it down. But not playing sports is going to prevent the virus? If these players don't play sports and they go back home, you think that means they're not going to get it? You think they're social distancing when they go back home? Let's take all these rosters across America. They go back home. They're going to go into a locked environment with pure oxygen being pumped in there and no chance of getting anything. Or are they going to be out with their friends and they're going to be out with a girlfriend? Do you know what the answer is? It's B. It's not A, it's B. You really think? We were talking to Buck about it the other day. Buck said players want to play, man. Players want to play. Now again, they don't want to necessarily go out there and say, "Hey, give me the virus." I'm not saying that, but that's what they want to do, man. That's why they're out there. You know how hard it is to get to a P5? It doesn't even have to be the chalk. Any level of, you know how hard and how good you have to be to get there? We have taken that for granted on the show for 30 years, plus years, and we don't mean to. I bring it up from time to time, but you know how hard it is? Your skill level has to be extraordinary. If you have MAC offers to play football, you are in the top echelon of football players. Now, you may not make it any further. Some MAC players do, but you're still so beyond the average if that's the level you get to. It's really hard. Very difficult. And again, we talk about the more mainstream stuff on the show. So if it's a player, it's a name, then everybody's going to be familiar with. Then obviously that's the exception. But Mike Morgan with us, bottom of hour number three. Looking forward to that. Mike's over in the ATL, and he's just waiting to hear from the SEC or the SEC Network, ESPN, about, hey, when are we going back, man? When are we playing? Let's play some ball. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that as well. Here locally, let me repeat something. I know every state's got their own governing body. Here it's the TSSAA. And they were going to vote yesterday on the reopen and how they were going to do it. They were talking about instead of 10 regular season games, maybe cutting it back to 8, starting maybe a little later in September. So starting games about a month later. Now, again, that's not what they've adopted, but that was part of the discussion. And they decided not to vote on it yesterday. Now, again, any of you locally, correct me if I'm wrong. My thinking on that was a positive that they didn't vote on. It means they're open to various suggestions. Unless I'm not looking at that right. Yeah, that news was supposed to come out on Wednesday, and it did not here in this state. And again, I kind of like that they didn't vote on it. Got to get one more break here in hour number two. Hope you are having a good one. Mike Morgan later. Brad will be with us tomorrow. BradPowerSports.com. Hour number three, handicapping out of Vegas. We are presented by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. It's busy out here in the normal spots, especially for this time of the morning, coming past the airport to Hermitage Donaldson, Trailsdale Drive at Harding Place at South Nashville on an accident. 500 block of Stewart's Ferry Pike in Donaldson. That wreck is still getting some attention. Just busy out here where you would expect for this time of the morning. Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind the Bank of America on Nolansville Pike at OHB. Check them out online, barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with 5 centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster,
Spare, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Napa Know How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $50 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
To former Tennessee Titans head coach Jeff Fisher.
Bud wouldn't pay to have a divider put up in the trailer to where we could divide up offense and defense. So we would send the offense next door. Oh, by the way, they shared a building with a pediatrician and a daycare. So
live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Twitter stock yesterday. Twitter was going up rapidly. And I nibbled a little bit on it. I had some options. And then there was a release on CNBC. Oh, it was Cramer. Yeah, Jim Cramer said he talked Twitter in the past. They've never decided they were going to a subscription-only model. That was the news yesterday. Well, it was a rumor yesterday. And actually, it was going up. It sent the stock up. And then it crashed. Now, it didn't crash completely. It's stabilized now. But it was the mob trying to get in, man, is what it was. And so if you got caught up in that whipsaw, I didn't really. I'm nimble, man. I still got Twitch, baby. I got out. Did not get burned at all. Armageddon, welcome in. What's happening with you?
Just getting ready to take care of some business, Bill.
All right. So today's a business day.
Today's a business day.
Good.
Bill, I want to take you back into the archives today, back to BGA. Do you remember, did you go there in the eighth grade?
Yes. Went there the whole way.
Do you remember a teacher by the name of Mr. Evans?
Yes, yes. He played, I believe he played baseball at Lipscomb. It's the same guy. He was a history teacher, right?
He taught me vocabulary in the eighth grade.
I wonder if it's the same guy that I'm thinking of.
I do not remember this man's first name. All I do remember is the two times he hit me with that T-square.
Well... Yeah, back then, you at the private schools, they could beat you if they wanted. And I'll tell you what I got hit with was one of the teachers, Coach. You remember Coach Cole?
I do not.
Big basketball guy. He had a fishing rod that was cut in half, and all it was the rod. And he would hit you with that. It's like getting hit. I mean, it was brutal. Tore my shirt all to pieces. I went home, and you know what my parents said? Too bad. There wasn't none of this lovey-dovey, we're going to go get the teacher crap. My parents said, yeah, you got what you deserved.
I remember Mr. Oxley. I'm sure you remember Mr. Oxley.
Oh, yeah. He was the football coach. Yeah.
Fortunately, I guess I didn't make it long enough to be there. And, well, let's see. I'm trying to remember what year he would have taught. It was upperclassmen, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, he taught chemistry, I know, and he coached all the way up until 1980, and then they hired Don Vick to come back from Good Pasture. Remember, Vick had been at BGA, and they brought him back. So, anyways, I think we're boring here with this local BGA talk here, Armageddon. I think the audience isn't connecting to this right now.
I just was going to mention, you know, he liked to hit people with his ring, I remember.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anything went back then. There was none of this, you know, my baby and I'm running in and we're going to put this on TV and we're going to cry and we're a bunch of wimpy parents. None of that crap. None of that.
You're looking at a lawsuit nowadays, Bill.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, when something like that happened to me, it got to the point I didn't even go home and tell my parents. What's the point? I mean, they're not going to do anything about it. And you know what? They were right.
Now, when you were talking about Vanderbilt fans who struggled to support them in the last hour, Bill.
Yeah.
I heard the name Clay and I heard the name Armageddon. Were you talking about the same guy?
No. Clay Phillips is Clay. That's why I differentiated, because that would be confusing. Clay Phillips is who I meant. And he was at commitments. He's at a lot of our events. He's out there in business, but he's also a ref in football, basketball, and baseball. And for high school, good dude, and he's a big fan like you, who has not been treated well by his school.
I appreciate you taking up for me, Bill.
Well, did you see that silly press release they put out yesterday, which was just like all the others?
Bunch of sentences that you basically take nothing from, just typical, like you said, vanilla Vanderbilt.
Yep. Yep,
like
yep.
I said, Bill, God bless Jim Corbin on the West End. That's all I can say.
Have a good day, Armageddon.
See you, Bill.
Yeah, I didn't want to bog everybody down there with the battleground talk. That's hard for you folks to relate to that. Those were the days, man. Now, those were the days. I remember it was seventh grade, and one of the classes you had to take was Tennessee history, the state of Tennessee. And, of course, you take world history and you take all the others on the way up through high school. But seventh grade, and I got the flu, and I was out for like 4 days. The day I got back, and I didn't realize we had a test the day I got back. So we get to class, and he's handing out the test for everybody to take. And he gets to my desk, and I said, well, I didn't get to study. I've been sick. And he goes, oh, shucks. Puts the paper down. I got like a 20 on it. Retake possibility? No. Did I have a recourse? No. Did he feel sorry for me? Hell no. That's the way it was. Nowadays, you go to the principal, you cry, you go to the teacher, maybe you put it on social media, and then they let you take an open book test to make up for it. That's where we're at. Yeah, my day we walked. You know what our shoes were? It was sandpaper. And the coarse side was what was touching your skin. That's what we walked to school then. Back then. Maybe not that, no. We had cars. It was all good. Hour three coming up. Mike Morgan's going to be with us a little later in that third hour. Down in the ATL, we'll head down there and see what's happening. With Mike Morgan, good friend. Many of you probably know him. Many of you, I think, probably do know him. And we'll get back into the mainstream of college football, what's going on. Now, what's going on is not a whole hell of a lot other than discussions about the reopen and how to do it and when to do it and the proper protocols. That's a daily item. And we've been talking about it. Hour 3 coming up, presented by the Omni.